time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
All right, we are the world. Hi, everyone. Yes, sir, we are the world. I am extremely happy to have you, our listeners, calling in. It's a privilege to have you to be with us. We love you. We honor you. We want you to continue to listen to our show and, of course, Progressive Radio Network, the number one station in the world. This station is moving up the ladder fast in many, many categories, and I'm just so, so happy and pleased to be a part of it. So thank you for calling in, and I hope you enjoy this show today. We're going to talk a little about, by the way, Christmas and Thanksgiving are right here, and we're going to start playing our Christmas songs probably next week, beginning and the end. We do that every year, and it's wonderful because Christmas music and the spirit of Christmas is beautiful. Matter of fact, today I feel extremely spiritual, happy, pleased, even more than usual. And because every day I feel that way. I wake up and I'm just grateful that I'm alive and I stay positive. All right. Divine, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, Bobby. All is well. How's everything with you?
Oh, well, you just heard me. I'm happy. For our listeners, Divine is our co-host. So what else going on? We're going to have a guest today, right?
Yes, I'm super excited to have Christine with us. She's a channeler, a spirit guide, and yes, when I introduce her, I'll tell more about all the wonderful work that she does. So super excited to have her here with us today.
Good, good. Okay, and the next few weeks, here's what we have lined up. The 22nd, we have a lady's going to speak about a number of things, sleeping, breathing, so many different things of a special system. I forget the name of it. I'm shooting off the cuff right now. And the 29th, we're going to have a lady talking about fire. Dr. Byrne. He is a famous man. He's in Australia right now, I believe, and he does free work. And if anybody gets burned, we're going to give a number out of that show where you call the number and you get help immediately to get that burn straightened out. Then on the 6th, we have Veronica Gabriel. She comes on the first Wednesday of every month. And this week, we're going to talk about her and her mother, who, along with change and along with spirituality and meditation, we're going to talk about how she and her mother never, ever, ever get upset, stressed, hurt, feel bad, complain. And I don't know anybody except her that's like that. I'm really trying to be that way, and I am a little bit that way, more than most people, but my God, this woman's amazing. And then we have some more shows lined up for the rest of December, and it's Christmas time, so let's enjoy the Christmas spirit. Let's see, what else? I have some notes here to tell you about. In the news, there's a lot of things going on. Three things are showing up in the news a lot. Trump, as usual. The weather disasters and how they're overcoming them. And then now we've got all this abuse going on against women. Women are lining up left and right against not only some of the Hollywood producers, and they formed a group, and they're going to lawyers, and they're adding up more and more women. And the same thing is happening in Washington, D.C., against the political people, against the Washington, D.C. elite. I'm talking about the men. And I am very pro-women because I don't like to see men hurt women, take advantage of them. This is very, very, very bad. Very bad. And this is one of the things that we need to change in this world. All right, I've talked enough. Divine, why don't you take it from here, please?
Yes. So, Christine, so now is Dave Rubin going to be with us today, Bobby?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I almost forgot about Dave. Dave, forgive me. Thank you for reminding me. I told you I'm going crazy today. Dave, let me introduce Dave. He is a vegan leader in the Southern California area. He does events all over the place. He wants to support groups in every way and also inspire them. So, Dave, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, you want to talk about the two things that you do and anything else you want to talk about, go right ahead, Dave. We've got about 10 minutes for you.
Sure. Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome.
I do a lot of things, I think. I do organize vegan events in the Los Angeles area, and I'm one of the volunteers that supports the Rancho Park Vegan Potluck, which is an annual event that's been taking place for about 25 years. And it's the biggest vegan potluck in Southern California. The biggest one that I know of anywhere is 300 to 400 people have been coming the last few years. So I really love that event. It's just a core community event in Los Angeles. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to veganevents.org and look for the Rancho Park Vegan Potluck on Thanksgiving Day, or you can go to meetup.com. I'll give you my contact information later. I'm trained at Envision Global Leadership in leadership development and executive coaching. I've been trained in nonviolent communication, a system developed by Marshall Rosenberg, and I use that and other learnings that I've had to support individuals and organizational leaders in inspiring change and fulfilling their mission.
Beautiful.
So that's some of what I do.
And you know what I like about you, Dave, is you're a really dedicated vegan. You do all these parties, and you definitely inspire and motivate a lot of people, including me. I just watch the way you work. You have a lot of good volunteers, mostly women, which is great. That's what I do, because women are better volunteers and helpers anyway. And that's nothing against men. There's some good men around like you and me anyway. So your work is really great. But if you want to say anything about being a vegan or about what people can do for Thanksgiving or whatever you want to say, Dave, this is your few minutes. Go ahead.
Sure, I'll talk a little bit about that. Well, it's my perspective that in order for human beings, in order for us to have peace, it's going to take two major shifts. One is to extend the circle of compassion to all beings. And the other is to shift the way we judge. Instead of judging the rightness or wrongness of other people, or even the rightness or wrongness of actions, we judge instead whether an action somebody takes serves life and our values for love, respect, and compassion. So that's where I'm coming from, and I'm really inspired and moved to do what I can to create a more vegan world and do what I can to create a more compassionate world to where we can relate to ourselves and other people more compassionately. Sorry, go ahead, Bobby. Did you have something to say?
No, I just want to cut in and say you're a great leader. You inspire people. You're such a gentleman, and you're soft and sweet and really good. That's why you have so many women that want to help you and want to work with you. I've seen how the women and you work together, and I'm part of that too, by the way. And it's just great. And we're all vegans. Vegans are great, great people. Anyway, go ahead and finish up whatever you wanted to say.
I appreciate that. I sense that you're really appreciating some things in me and the way I've been able to, the way you perceive I've
Absolutely.
Been able to inspire action in others.
I do. That's why you're here on the show.
Thank you. So I'll talk a little bit about the upcoming holidays and I think it can be a challenging time for people who might choose to have a different diet than people in their families. Food is such a central part of our lives, of what we, just in everything that we do. And one of the challenges I think people sometimes find in becoming vegan or shifting their diet or choosing to eat only plant foods is a concern about how they're going to connect with their families on holidays and times like that. So I can really appreciate that concern, and it's just a really fundamental human need to connect and to have some stability and some just connection to things that they're used to and accustomed to.
And so, let me add,
I think it really helps to acknowledge that, and then to realize that it's just a subtle shift. It's not really, it doesn't really have to be a dramatic change. Some people may want to spend their Thanksgiving with their families, even if their families are eating animal products. Some may not. In any case, I think it's helpful to just acknowledge what needs it is that you're trying to meet, and realize that it's really not that such a tremendous shift in the foods that we're eating. Like, we can eat a lot of traditional foods. Most people eat lots of vegan food, right? Most people eat plants. Most people eat salads. Most people eat cranberry sauce or a lot of the even traditional foods are not inherently things that cannot be made but with plants. With just a little modification to the recipes, you can make them from plants. So that's one thing. And then another aspect is maybe some people here on the show, you're not yet doing it. You're really inspired by the idea of eating only plant foods. Maybe you see the benefits for the health. You see the benefits for the environment. You see the benefits for the animals. Maybe you're really concerned about the tremendous pain that slaughterhouse workers experience. It's one of the highest. It's an industry with one of the highest suicide rates. And maybe you really see all the reasons to do that, to shift your diet, and you're just not sure where to start. So I just encourage everybody to, if that's where you are, start somewhere. And the important thing is to take a step in the direction that you want to move in, something that's doable and realistic for you. Maybe you're really inspired and you know you could just shift your diet and you can just eliminate all animal products right away. And then if you could do that, that's great. I think that could be super supportive for the animals and the environment. And if you're not ready to do that, think about what you can do. Maybe reducing the amount of animal products you eat. Maybe eliminating meat first before you go on to eliminating other animal products. Just think about the first step that's realistic for you and take that step.
Dave, you got to wrap it up. Could give your contact information and read it slowly because we have people that say some people speak a little too fast. Anyway, how people can reach you. You talk about anything, being a vegan. And you know what, Dave? I would love people to call you from other parts of the country, and maybe and they could call me too. I'm going to give my number out too. To if they want to start a group in their own city, a vegan group or vegetarian group even, then you can give them some tips on how to do it. And you can talk about all the ups and downs that you had through when you started this. And I'd be happy to help too. But give your contact information, please.
Okay, sure. You can contact me. You can call me at 310-428-8380. You can send an email at transformandimpact@gmail.com.
Great. Well, those last words you said about a minute ago were extremely inspirational. You are an inspirer, and I'm impressed. Not only the talk we had the other day, but today, everything you say is so spiritual, so beautiful, so full of love, love of animals and love of people and wanting to connect and wanting to inspire. Thank you so much, Dave. Keep up the good work, and I will be seeing you at this big Thanksgiving vegan potluck party next week. Thanks for coming sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to what I have to say. and looking forward to seeing you, Bobby.
Good, good. Okay. Wow, that was really great.
Thank you, James.
Divine, even though it was short, I mean, we actually have a guest that we lined up, and I took some of her time to give today because it is time for Thanksgiving. And Divine, we're going to be talking about the holidays, and because you're into energy, you're into meditation, you're into de-stressing, we want to, you and I can talk about, and maybe we can talk about a guest we can might have to tell people in the next few weeks how they can overcome the Christmas blues and Thanksgiving, how they can eat it, can be careful how they drive, not to drink too much.
Yes, absolutely. And I love the suggestions that Dave gave. You know, it's just like one step at a time. Wherever you are, just show up. You know, I've been a vegetarian over 20 years. So it wasn't, you know, too bad introducing it, you know, to my family. And I just always brought, you know, vegetarian dishes and, you know, not much attention was given to it. So it all works out well. So for one to just start where they are.
Do you hear that phone? I don't know what that is. But listeners, if that
I
comes
think maybe
in,
when Dave hung up,
maybe you know, it's either that or
yeah.
It's,
well,
it's
let's
a studio
move on
in
and
New York.
Introduce Christine. Okay.
Hello.
So, hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Welcome to the show. So happy to have you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, so Christine is a medium. She's a channeler and a spiritual speaker. She studied with a spiritual teacher in New Mexico and remembered her connection many years ago. So her channeling is with ascended masters and spirit guides, angels, and star beings that are here to help all of us upon this planet and Earth and to grow in light and love and truth of the heart. So again, welcome, Christine.
Thank you.
And I think Christine is going to share some information regarding the holidays and, you know, how to set up, how one can set up their energy field to prepare for, you know, the pressure-packed season that we're getting ready to enter into.
Yes. That's always good to have your energy field clear and positive when you interact with family, friends, and the harried shoppers out there in the world this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but,
absolutely.
Yeah, what I do is channeling, and part of that is mediumship and spiritual healing. And channeling is just basically connecting with the divine energy, the universal source, God, the force, whatever term you'd like to use, which means something to you. We're all connected, no matter what. We don't have to be aware of it. We just are. And that's part of being human, is we are connected to the divine energy. And channeling is kind of opening our hearts and our spirit and allowing this energy to flow through us and accepting the information that comes through. When we allow our hearts and spirits and set aside our intellect and our egos and allow the information to flow through us, our life can be transformed. Lots of positive energy. You can manifest all that you want in your life. You can bring in all the positive things you want, and learning to let go of the negative energy that doesn't belong to you is also key. But it's channeling is something we can all do, and we're all capable of doing it. It's just a matter of opening up and trusting and allowing that energy to come through. And we can... And through that, we can, and people, channel spirit guides, angels, star beings, whatever energy is out there. But you always have to remember to set up your protection first and ground yourself, because you need to be grounded in Earth energy to give yourself balance and a good foundation. And then as you connect with the divine energy, you have more stability so that you can understand the messages that they send forward, because we're all aware of their intuition, and you just get they call it the sixth sense of knowing that you should do something or that this is not a good idea. We just have that sense of what to do, and that's a part of channeling. It's just you're connecting with the energy and knowing, yeah, this is what I should do. It just feels right. And that's that feeling that is the connecting with the divine energy.
Mm-hmm. So in channeling, do you work a lot with the chakras when you say grounding yourself?
Well, yes, in a way, because when I start all my channels, I have people imagine they're bringing energy in up from the center of the earth, up through their body, up through their up through the spine on all the chakras, and out through the top of the head. And then then you connect with the star energy down through the head, down through all the chakras and into the earth. So you're connected above and below, and it just automatically flows through all the chakras and the center of your body and the center of your energy. And this is everyone's energy core. Everybody has an energy core is what the chakras are. And this is where you store all your power. And this is where you can utilize all your power. And you just expand it out as far as you're, you know, like you're in a column of light, like a spotlight, and you just expand it out like as far as you can reach. That's your energy field. You're in absolute control of the energy that's around you. You just have to trust and know that the energy is there working with you. And you just ask them to help you, and they're there. But you have to ask, because they're waiting around for us to ask, and they're there. And as you have this energy field, all the negative stays outside. You don't let something come in. It's like a, you know, like you're standing in the center of a crystal, and you can see everything, and you can send out good energy, and you can receive good energy, but the bad energy stops at your shield, and you just let it slide away. You don't even connect with it. And this helps keep your energy field clear. And you have
Christine. Christine, this is Bobby. I don't want to interrupt you, but I wanted to make sure that we let our people know. You had mentioned it, and if you could get into that as soon as possible, that you would show people how they can channel, they can learn to channel on their own. If you could discuss that a little bit.
Yes, everybody can do it.
Go ahead.
I'll just give you a rough outline, and then I teach people how to channel, so anybody can always call me. But and there are lots of other sources out there on learning how to channel. And there's no one right way. This is the way that works for me and how I learned and how I've taught many others. But basically, you need to get yourself in a quiet spot, sit down, relax, and let go of all intellectual thought. That's the hard part, is turning off your intellect and just breathing slow and deep. And as I said earlier, connect with the energy from the earth as if it's going up through your body and out the top of your head. And then energy from the stars down through your head and into the earth. So you're standing in a column of divine energy. And breathe slow and deep. Open your heart, open your spirit, and trust. Then ask for the highest, the best, the most loving spirit guides to connect with you now so that you may know all that you need to know. For your highest good. When you say for your highest good, this brings in a protection, because that way only the best will come through. Say for your highest good, you allow for the best and the most wonderful experiences to come to you. And you've set up your protection. You always want to make sure you do that. And then you breathe slow and deep, and you've asked for the guides to come forward. And if you are more attuned to angels, or you feel comfortable with angels, you can ask for an angel guide to come through, or maybe your an animal guide to come through, a spirit guide, whatever works for you, or just your higher self too, because our higher self is pretty amazing at the same time. And just breathe slow and deep, and then you may get a sense, you just get a feeling. You have to open up your feelings and just feel the energy around you. And you can ask them, you know, what is my next best step in for my life? And you can ask any question you want. And just say, would you answer me on the right side? Because we as humans want some tangible proof. And so if we say on the right side, so that we get a sense that it's some outside energy rather than our own thoughts, because we tend not to believe our own thoughts. We don't trust ourselves, and we should. Because usually it's them talking. But if we say, come in on the right side, you maybe you'll get a sense of tingling or a hot or a cold or maybe a little pressure on the right side that indicates, okay, there's some energy there and they're here to work with you. And just, you know, it's for my highest good. That means it's positive. And then just relax and ask the questions like, and you can ask, you know, who are you? And if you get an answer, they may not give you a name because names aren't important, but you may get a sense of who they are. Maybe they're a Native American guide or a Celtic guide or an angel. And just relax in the energy and then ask your questions and allow yourself to trust that what you're sensing or feeling or the thoughts that are coming to you are them speaking with you. And then allow that energy to flow through you. And you just want to take it slow and easy and remember you're always connected and you're always protected. You set up your protection. And then you can do that for as long as you can hold the energy. Because when you first start out, sometimes it can be tiring. But you do it whatever makes you feel comfortable. And then when you're done with connecting with your guide, you can just say, thank you for your presence, and I release and let go all that is not mine, because you want to disconnect from any energy out there. And then you breathe slow and deep, and it's like you're collapsing that calm of light and like closing the window. So you're still in your bubble of energy, and you always are, and you close the window so that no flies can get in, so to speak. And you're in your own bubble of energy, and then just breathe slow and deep and release and let go. And then you're back grounded again. And then I always feel much more positive and uplifted and more calm and peaceful when I've connected with them. And it just helps to know that it's unconditional love is what it is. And there's non-judgment. And so just unconditional love, non-judgment. And the biggest thing to learn is to have self-love, self-honor, and self-respect. Because that you have to start there in order to connect so that if you have all that for yourself, you're able to give it out. And so that's the main thing on learning to channel is to get calm, get centered, bring in your energy, bring in your protection, and then trust the energy that comes to you. And ask them questions. Ask all the questions you want. And you can ask them for proof. You know, it's like, help me find a parking space, you know, and right up front of the store. And as you're driving around, there you go. There's the parking space right up front that you're asking for. Because we do like to have tangible results. And oftentimes the guides will send us something three times on our path, like you see feathers a lot or perhaps pennies. And people have experienced that a lot. And that usually means they're listening. They're there. And if you've been thinking about something, they're saying, yeah, that's the right direction to go. Or perhaps triple digits. That's a common thing as well. So there are messages out there. We just have to listen and trust and then go within your own heart and listen to your own intuition. Listen to yourself, your higher self, and you have the answer. It's within all of us. They just help show us the way.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah, and you can set up this positive energy for when we're dealing with friends and relatives at Thanksgiving and Christmas, because, you know, not everybody has great relatives, and but we have to go to that dinner. So if you prepare yourself by thinking positive, get yourself in your own energy field, let go of all negative thoughts, and there may need to be some forgiveness there, or at least non-judgment of those that irritate us, and send positive energy ahead of you. Okay, next Thursday is Thanksgiving, so I'm sending positive energy to the family, so when we all get together, we're all in a good mood, we're all polite to each other, we're all nice to each other, and not sending is like, well, I hope I can get through this dinner, they drive me crazy. It's like, no, send a positive, like everything will go well, we'll all get along, the food will be good, and everything will go well. So you're projecting positive instead of negative. And that's the thing, non-judgment as well. Dave was saying earlier about non-judgment, and that's very important. And non-judgment of yourself as well. You don't judge yourself either, because we all do the best we can. And as we learn to connect with the energy and center ourselves, we find out a lot of answers for ourselves and who we are and what we want in our life. And we all want the positive and the good, abundance and joy and love. And we can get that. And the more and more you connect, the more and more you get, and the faster it comes to you. And it's just a wonderful cycle of love and abundance and acceptance, and it's a great place to be in.
I just want the listeners to know that we're speaking with Christine, a medium who is talking about channeling and how we can all learn to channel ourselves and how we can talk about stress and the upcoming holidays. Go ahead and proceed, Divine.
Yes, well, thank you, Christine. I think that's wonderful suggestions on how to prepare for the holidays to kind of pave the way before you even get there and to just, you know, be in the present opposed to, you know, digging up all the things that have happened from the past. So, right. Christine, I would love for you to channel for me if you have a couple of minutes. And again, we have to keep it brief, Bianca, you know, the show. But yeah, so what do I need to do to prepare to be channeled
for? You need to take slow, deep breaths and breathe in the energy of the earth up through your feet, up through your body, up through your chakras, and out the top of your head. The pink white light. And you breathe in energy from the stars. It's a gold white light. Down through your head, through your chakras, through your legs, and into the earth. You are supported above and below. You are one with all that is. And we ask for the highest, best, the most loving spirit guides to connect with us now so that we may know all that we need to know for our highest good. The energy that comes forward first is Isis and Mother Mary. The feminine self-empowerment, Isis strong and brave, and Mother Mary the nurturing and loving. So you have a good balance there. And it's good for everybody to have balance, both feminine and masculine, but yours is strongly feminine because you are a nurturer and a teacher, and you're wanting to be of service to others. And it's okay to have the courage and step forward boldly with the plans of what you want to do. You're thinking of starting a new avenue of training or teaching, and it's okay to do that because you are fully qualified to do that, and you do know what you're doing, and you have the knowledge that you need to teach others this new program you want to do. Is that right?
Oh, my God. Yes, I was just on a webinar this morning, and it's kind of like a deviation from what I do because I do energy work, but researching training for my business, I came across a digital email program, and I was like, wow, this is a new business opportunity that could help my business, but also I could help other businesses with it. And I was like, wow, should I do this? And you just keyed right into that. So,
that's good because you know what to do.
Thank you.
You know what to do. Yeah. You're welcome.
And I love
Go ahead. I was just going to say that your own intuition picked up on it felt good to you. And that's another clue when you're on the right path. It feels good. It's like, this seems right. And that's why everybody does this, I think, without realizing it. Everybody does channel or listens to their intuition just because it's part of who we are. And that's how it's done, trusting these feelings that we get.
Right, so like a gut feeling, yeah, and it did feel really good to me, but I questioned it a little bit because, like I said, it was kind of a deviation from what I you know, from my true path, my life purpose, but I could help right. quite a few people, and it could be very lucrative for myself as well. So thank
sure.
you.
That's always good. It's never wrong to ask for abundance or to, oh, this could help me make money. That's quite all right, because making mm-hmm. the money, having abundance, gives us serenity and a calmness because, well, we don't have to worry where the rent's coming from. And it also gives us more energetic awareness, and we can pass on this positive energy and expand what we have and share with others. Or we don't have to share with others either, but it's quite all right to ask for abundance, because then we have the serenity and the calmness to do what we want to do without worrying about, you know, where our next meal is coming from. So our mm-hmm. being able to be abundantly sound is a good thing, because it allows us to be of service to others more easily.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you. I deeply appreciate that. It's funny, because just this morning I asked for the answer, and then who knew that it came this afternoon.
There you go. See, oh, yeah. It can be that fast, too. When you're
yes,
in the flow, it can
so
come.
Received, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Because if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. So ask.
Right.
Everybody needs to ask all the time. And that's the fun. The magic of it is when you ask, you receive answers. And if you ask for my highest good, then it's going to be positive and it's going to be magnificent. So always ask for my highest good. Please bring forth mm-hmm. a new relationship, a new job, or whatever it is. And as people ask for things, they don't necessarily make it, I want a red car with two doors and black seats. And a car comes along and it's blue with white seats, but it's a Mercedes instead of a Dodge. And it's like, well, no, I asked for the Dodge. I can take the Mercedes. It's like, don't limit yourself.
Christine.
Don't limit yourself.
Christine, I'm
right.
glad you brought up the point of not being afraid mm-hmm. to ask. I think it's important. People need to be
yes.
bold and be aggressive. Don't be so shy. There's nothing wrong with asking. It's beautiful. Your more
yes.
thoughts on that?
Exactly. Because in a sense, society has trained us, well, don't be greedy. Don't ask for too much. If you get too much, you're taking from others. That's not true. Universal source is endless. It's infinite. There's abundance for everybody. They can ask, too. You can ask and you can receive and then go, well, how'd you do that? Well, this is what I did. And they can do it, too. Everybody can do it. Don't be shy about asking for all you want. And when you get it, don't feel guilty. For heaven's sakes, you earned it. If you didn't deserve to have it, then you wouldn't have it. So don't ever feel guilty about having more than someone else. And just and you use it for positive things and helping yourself and helping others. And it's important that you do give to yourself. That's part of the self-love, self-honor, and self-respect, because we need to ask for what we want for our highest good and to receive. And sometimes we don't understand what we get, but it turns out in the end is like, well, yeah, that turned out okay. I wasn't sure at first, but it did work out much better than I planned on. And then when you do doubt something a little bit, it's okay to think about it for a while. And if you move forward on an idea you have and you get roadblocks, when that first roadblock comes up, think about it. So, well, I'm going to keep trying a little bit more. And if you get another roadblock, that may be your clue to, okay, maybe I should adjust my thinking. And try, you know, take a fork in the road. And if you are going down a road and everything just falls into place, that's your clue that you're on the right path. So, and as you go forward, you can ask for more and more. It's quite all right. And you can ask to be of, and for your highest good, and to be of service to others, because your song at the beginning, we are the world, we are the children. This is so true. We're not only the world, we're the universe. We're all connected. We're all part of the same divine energy. And it's like a real big picture screen, you know, the TV screen. There's lots of a million little pixels in there. And if you take out one pixel, the picture's not complete. We're one of those pixels. And we make the big picture. And if we're not there, the picture's not complete. So we have to know we're vitally important to the universe, each one of us, in our own way. And we may think, well, we're not important. Every single person, every living being on this planet or entity, plant, animal, bugs, whatever, is important. We all make up part of the whole. So we have to realize our own value and respect it, not by an ego, but by a self-assured, self-confident way. Don't let egos get in the way because they can trip you up pretty fast. And because we're all equal. It doesn't matter your age, your gender, your race, whatever, we're all equal. We're all the same. We all have importance and we all have something to share with each other. We can learn from each other. And this is the main source of divine energy, is that we're all one and that we're all together and we can share in this energy and creating good things for ourselves. We can help others learn to create for themselves as well. There's plenty to go around, so never be shy about asking for all that you want, and make it big and make it bold, because it's we're meant to have all that we desire. Society has just trained us not to be greedy, and is like, ask for what you want and you shall receive. Didn't stop a lot of billionaires from asking what they want. They went for it, so we can go for it too. So there's a lot out there to share. There's enough for everybody to go around. And when as you're out there, oh, go ahead. Did you want to say something, Bobby?
I just, yes, I'm saying that what you're saying is you're really inspiring all of our listeners with what you're saying. This is, and I really love the part about not being afraid to ask, because too many people don't do that. They don't know that they can ask.
Right. Right.
But I like your positiveness, and I love you're telling people a lot of great things to inspire themselves. So that's
good.
Great.
And
why don't you give your contact information now? And then we're not through yet. We still have
sure.
a few more minutes. But
if
you could slowly, anything you want to tell people or how they can call you and what. How they can discuss anything with you.
Okay.
You can do that now.
I do channeled readings, and I also do mediumship. Mediumship is kind of like a branch of channeling. You connect with the energy, and medium is connecting with the spirits that people have passed on. And my phone number is 505-379-5343, and you can always leave a message. And also, my website is crystallineconnection.com. That's CRYSTALLINE connection.com. And you can connect to my email address through there, which is crystallineconnection@gmail.com.
Christine, if you could give 1 or 2 minutes of last-minute thoughts, something that you want to get to inspire or motivate or tell our listeners, go ahead with that, and we can finish up with that, please.
Okay. When you ask for things, don't think you have to be a full-fledged channel or something extraordinary. You can just take a slow, deep breath, and say, divine energy, for my highest good, please bring me a new job. Bring me a loving relationship. Help me resolve a problem at work. That's all it takes. And you throw in for your highest good, and it's simple. You don't have to spend 30 minutes preparing or anything. Just do it in your heart, from your heart. Take a deep breath, relax, and ask for what you want. And trust that you're going to get the answer. And when the answer comes, you have to listen, because sometimes they're kind of tapping you on the head. We're talking to you. Hello, hello. And we tend to ignore sometimes our intuition or thoughts come. And it's like, oh, that can't be right. But trust your feelings. Trust your instincts. Sometimes there's just a sense of like a gut feeling. Just sense that this is what you should do. and learn to trust and move forward. And don't judge yourself. And forgive yourself whatever you think you need to forgive. And don't judge. And start right now. Let go of the past. Let go of the past. When you get together with the holidays, there are always this family's past history. Well, it doesn't matter anymore because all you have is right here, right now. What you do right now determines what tomorrow, the next second is going to be, and the next minute, and the next hour, and the next day. So all you have to do work with is now. So make now the best possible space for you to be in. And open your heart, open your spirit, open your mind, let go of judgment, let go of fear. Just allow in love and joy and happiness and honor and respect and compassion, as Dave was saying earlier, bring in the compassion for yourself and for others. And then allow that to emanate out from you all the time. And then as you emanate that out, that's what you're going to receive. As you give, so shall you receive. So always know that a loving heart brings back all the positive energy that you can have. And when you're out in the crowds in a holiday season, people are stressed and angry sometimes and hurried, and a lot of negative energy is out there just buzzing in the air because of everybody's out and about and doing things. So set up your shields before you go out shopping or to the movies or whatever. Say, shields up, something simple as that, and realize that, okay, I'm not going to let somebody else's emotions bother me. Because we'll pick up, you know, somebody's really angry or upset waiting in the checkout line, and it's like, whoa, no, that's not mine, let it go. Non-judgment, they may be having a really bad day, just non-judgment, let it go, and just get yourself centered and calm so that your energy can affect others around you, and you'll help other people stay calm, and you'll bring down, you know, kind of everybody around you to be a more enjoyable experience. So don't let the crowds and the energies of people around you affect your energy. Stay centered in your heart, in your spirit, and be positive. You're connected to the earth. You're connected to the divine energy. Breathe it in and then breathe it out and know that you're fine, that you're protected for your highest good. And the divine angels, the guides, the star beings, they're out there to help you. Because there's a lot of positive energy out there. And the universe is working with us to help calm the energy on our earth at this time. Because there is a lot of activity, as we can tell from all the natural energy going around, as well as the government and social changes that are happening in the world right now. And this is just a transformation of consciousness, because we're all going through a big change. There's been so many disasters in there worldwide, and people have lost everything, not only material things, but lots of their loved ones. So they go, well, what do I have? I just start right here, what now, and I'm going to make it what I want, because they have nothing else to lose. And that's just like rubbing the slate clean. They're starting now, and they're going to make it what they want. So they go forward and create the world they want, and that's what we need to do. And this transformation is kind of like a rebooting and or giving birth. It's painful, and then but we get when we deliver that beautiful baby, it'll be paradise. It'll be much more pleasant, where everybody's more calm and caring, and there's sharing, and there's less poverty in the world, and people help each other to have a better life and to share everything, so that the people that are struggling or starving, that's eliminated little by little. So we need to all be aware that we are part of the divine energy, and we can make a change in the world right from where we're sitting, standing, laying down, whatever we're doing. And we don't have to make big sacrifices. We just have to call in the energy and send out love and light to everybody around us, to ourselves, and then to everybody around us, and non-judgment, self-acceptance, and knowing that we are divine child, you know, we are children of God, children of the divine. We're all one, and that's how it should be, and that's how we can create the world we want to see. Let's create a better world. That's how we can do it.
Right. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and we're going to stay in touch
My pleasure.
With you. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Christine.
You are so welcome. I was glad I could be here. It was nice talking with you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thanks to you.
All righty. Wow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.
How inspiring. Wow. So many good nuggets. I love what Christine was saying about, you know, how we can simplify it and just ask for divine energy to bring us what we are calling forth in our life. So it doesn't have to be, you know, this major project. You can just tap into divine energy, divine source, you know, at a moment's notice. Beautiful.
You're right. That was great. And, you know, she does a few things that you do. And our guest next week is into breathing and a lot of great things that somewhat similar to you. I want to give my phone number. I haven't done this in a few weeks, and you can say a few words, and we got to wrap it up. So my name is Bobby Elias, and I am the host of the show, executive producer, and this is Let's Create a Better World. Every Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern time, be with us. We've got some great, great guests coming up in the next few weeks. I gave the rundown earlier. And here, the archives are really full of some great shows recently. And the archive number to call if you want to hear it on your phone is 701-719-0994. Let me give you my number. If anybody has thoughts, wants to ask questions or anything, and then Divine, you can finish up, and then we got to wrap it up quick. My number, 323-770-1925. Before the music comes on, I want to say a few thank yous, but go ahead, Divine, you got a minute or so.
And my name is Divine Aubrey. I am the co-host, and my contact information is area code 714-9704, and my website is divineblessings.one. So that's divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, blessings, B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G-S, and then dot O-N-E. So someone can contact me with any questions. I do enlightenment coaching, incorporating chakra testing and clearing and balancing, also intuitive healing. I teach meditation, and primarily my focus is with those working with anxiety management.
Yeah, you do a great job, Divine, and I urge people to call you. They're welcome to call me. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about how people can prepare mentally, physically, food-wise, stress-wise, for the holidays, because there's a lot of people go off course, as we both know. But let me thank everybody, and then if we have another minute or so, we can say something. But I want to thank the producer of the director of Progressive Radio Network, Jesse. I want to thank our L.A., or I should say our producer, not an L.A. producer, he's a producer, period, at Stuart Hassel, our associate producers, Greg and Lydia, our guests today, Dave and Christine, and our wonderful, beautiful co-host, Divine Aubrey. I don't know what I'd do without her. And and that's it. Divine, thank you for a good show. And you did great with this woman today, Christine.
Yes. And thank you, Bobby, for Let's Creating a Better World.
All right. Thank you. Take care.